musing over a beautiful poem on friendship. And this musing is what they call Lectio Divina, where you take something beautiful and just sit with it in prayer. So I'm taking a line at a time from Khalil Gibran's poem on friendship, which you find on the website under Khalil Gibran, the Prophet. And I've reached line 6. Last week we were saying that your friend is your board and your fireside, for you come to him with your hunger and you seek him for peace. And then the Prophet says, and when your friend speaks his mind, you fear not that nay in your own mind, nor do you withhold the I. Friends feel they can say yes and no. They are both very important, equally important words. Most people think the only good word is yes. Yes, 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 yes. Remember one of the stories our Lord told about a father who had two sons? He said, go and work in the orchard. One said, yes, 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 always say yes. So double booked he couldn't and didn't. The other son said, no, 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 always says no. Found he had a free diary and did. God has a yes and a no. God said to Adam, yes to that part of the Garden of Eden, no to that part. And Adam didn't believe him. And if the Father in heaven has a yes and a no, so do the sons and daughters. And friends teach each other that the word no is also a very clarifying word. It shows we have shape and boundaries. I mean, supposing I'm the United Kingdom, it's helpful to know that I begin at the Scilly Islands and end with the Goodwin Sands. Gives me shape. And sometimes friendships go wrong because people are saying yes, 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 yes all the time and not meaning it. Friends teach each other that both yes and no are revealing, helpful words. Then the Prophet continues, and when your friend is silent, your heart ceases not to listen to his heart. How wonderful for hearts to listen to each other. Cardinal Newman's motto was cor ad cor loquitur. Heart speaks to heart. Oh, there are plenty of talking heads in the world. The Tower of Babel, really, just talking heads, blah, 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 blah. And so often you heard two people talking at each other and misunderstanding and not hearing. When we listen to someone's heart, that is the deepest form of communion and communication. The Prophet continues, for without words in friendship, all thoughts, all desires, all expectations are born and shared with a joy that is unacclaimed. Some people just go on and on, one great big alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Shh! Peace be still. Such noise. And friends are communicating often in silence. Can you imagine some people who've been married for 70 years? If Darby said to Joan, I love you, she'd say, have you got a temperature or something? You don't have to say, we know. And in prayer, we don't have to keep talking at God, blah, 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 blah. We just know. And that is what contemplation is. It's beyond words. It is a ravishing, deep presence that friends teach each other. For when your friend is silent, your heart ceases not to listen to his heart. For without words, in friendship, all thoughts, all desires, all expectations are born and shared with a joy that's unacclaimed. Amen.